Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
On a Sunday afternoon.
That's the Rascals bringing us back 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate in my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Dr. Eric Cole is our guest. He's one of the top cybersecurity experts on the planet. He's the author of Online Danger, among others. He's a global thinker and advisor on cybersecurity issues. We've been talking about the threat, folks, the cyber war, the current war that is going on right now. Folks, we're sitting here in our homes and our businesses out here on Main Street, Eric, fat, dumb, and happy. You know, nobody's bothering us. Nobody's shooting at us. We're not worried about whether we're going to be able to go on vacation this week. We're making plans for next year and 5 years from now, blah, blah, blah. And meanwhile, there are bad guys from all over the world who are pinging us right now. They're coming into our email. They're coming into our websites. They're coming into our networks. They're getting onto our platforms like LinkedIn and places like that. America doesn't seem to have a national defense of this world war we've got going on right now. Does our government even recognize it as a true assault, a world war? Eric, do you think they do, or do you think they see it more as skirmishes?
I think the fundamental problem is they don't understand technology, cyberspace, or how it works, because all of the previous administrations and presidents, they always make cyber threats and cybersecurity the number two priority. They never make it number one. And once again, I don't want to get political. I don't care if you're in the right, the left, or the middle. But to me, what's going on in Washington, D.C. right now is just disgusting, which is we have real problems. Cybersecurity is the number one threat facing our country. You have Europe passing laws to protect their citizens, mm-hmm. and our lawmakers are fighting over personal silly things instead of doing their job.
That's exactly right.
Passing their law.
That's exactly right.
Which means one fundamental thing. We have to accept responsibility for cybersecurity. I like what you said, where most of us on Main Street are sitting there thinking life is great, planning for vacations, thinking things are awesome. But here's the problem. Most cyber attacks today are silent but deadly and are not detected for 3 years. Do you realize that the probability that your identity is stolen, that your computer is compromised, that your business records are in the hands of a foreign adversary is probably over 90%?
Yes.
But you won't recognize because they're not going to use it for 2 or 3 years. So if we want to make a difference, if you want to protect your family and protect your business, the two fundamental things is, one, recognize, believe in your heart, because it's true, that you are a target, accept responsibility, and start backing up your data. Start operating as if your information was compromised. Change your passwords every 3 months. It's not hard, but it takes an awareness.
Well, I can't imagine anybody in business who isn't using some kind of an online cloud-based backup system. I mean, I do it if I create a Word file, you know, it immediately begins to be backed up in the cloud. In addition to on my own hard drive, and so I can't imagine, and it's just too inexpensive not to do that. But you know, back to the macro thing here, Eric, we could be, I mean, if what you're saying is true, and folks, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm not trying to be hysterical here. Eric is right. Did you see the report where they're worried that these railroad cars, these electric, I guess, railroad cars, and subway cars and tram cars that are almost all of them are made in China right now, and they're running all over the United States, that they're worried that those things have those embedded codes in them that they could literally flip a switch and shut down all the subways, for example.
Or cause two trains to collide or override the safety controls. And here's the scary part. This kind of stuff is happening. Yeah. Every single day, there's companies that have been compromised. There's these cars and safety features that have been overwritten by hackers. But the media doesn't cover it. The news doesn't understand.
There's no journalism anymore,
yeah.
Eric. I mean, that's one thing.
All the
journalists want to do, the so-called journalists want to do, is they're basically just clickbait artists. That's all they know how to do. And there's no real journalism anymore. And that's one of the most dangerous things, I think, in our country right now. But Eric, the all you'd have to do would be to have a handful of these events happen around the country. You could have a real national panic on your hand, couldn't you?
Absolutely. And the problem is literally one click is all it takes for you to be compromised. It's
right.
Not like these attacks have to be terribly sophisticated. And it's funny, they used to utilize email as the primary mechanism, and they still do.
Yep.
But now they're going in and using social media, because if we're on a platform, whether it's LinkedIn or Twitter or Facebook, we believe we're on a safe platform. People don't recognize anybody can pay for ads.
You can let them into those. Hold on to that thought, Eric. We're going to talk about that, folks. We're going to talk about how you need to learn how to behave on LinkedIn, for example. Eric, I need your website, please.
www.secureanchor.com.
Secureanchor.com, folks. His book is called Online Danger Doctor. Eric Cole and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.